I think everything about the day exceeded my expectations. When we came into the British Council building, I thought there would be a crowd of students, but there wasn't. The hall for this event wasn't very big. It contained about 50 people. Everything seemed very close. We had to stay at the round bar table in front of the stage. The atmosphere was really nice and positive. While we were waiting for Prince Charles, the guests were chatting, having snacks and refreshing drinks. I noticed that the people surrounding us seemed to be VIPs, and only 5 of us were students and a few teachers. This made me feel nervous, because I understood that although we were a small group, we were actually representing all the students from our college. At the same time, I realised how lucky we were to get this opportunity. Before the Prince of Wales arrived, we had been informed that he was attending this celebration because the British Council was celebrating 80 years of their work, and for 30 years, the Prince had collaborated with them. He planned to spend about 5 minutes with each table, and we were going to be first. We felt excited and a little embarrassed when the door opened, and the first impression I had of the Prince was that he was real, not from a picture or the television. He was smiling warmly and was friendly, and I noticed he was interested in the people there. I thought that it couldn't be easy for him, because he probably has meetings like this every day. His behaviour was natural and with humour. I was impressed by how he shook hands. It was a warm and strong shake. It was incredible to be so close to him, to have eye contact and a short conversation. He had a very good sense of humour. I remember Prince Charles said, "Everything comes with practice," and I agree with that. I feel this event and meeting Prince Charles inspired me to put more effort into my English. For the first time, I realised how many people are employed to work with the British Council, and I feel truly thankful for that.